Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. All of Wednesday's gains in the markets were erased and more yesterday as markets took a dive to the downside. To the path of least resistance, Mike Krueger, grain market analyst, says there's not much information to direct the market higher.
You know, I haven't heard much hardly at all about soybean yields, so I think that's the big question. And of course, we're only, less than 5 or 6% of the corn and soybean harvest. And now this rain's going to slow it up. And I think that's one of the things the market's waiting for, is to see whether that late August, mid-September to mid-September heat, you know, cut back on pod counts and yields. USDA said it didn't in their early September report. But we'll see how that goes on. And it's difficult to have markets do anything but stay steady or fall off when you're just at the very beginning of harvest. I think we have to see a couple of things happen. Number one, it was Thursday today, and that's a weekly export sales report, and it was another week where there was nothing much on it, especially for corn and wheat. Even though we did have a corn export sale announced this morning to Mexico, we had soybeans announced yesterday to unknown, presumed to be China. But we need to see a pickup in this export pace from U.S. products. The war, Ukraine-Russia war, has just become a background subject anymore. It doesn't generate any enthusiasm. I think people are tired of hearing about it. Plus, Russia in particular continues to ship more wheat. I think the other thing today was it's been very dry across central Brazil and into southern Brazil as they're about to begin planting season. And there's apparently some of these weather people hyping up a better chance for rain at the end of the month. But that's 2 or 3 weeks away. So we're just in that dead zone, right, waiting to see what corn and bean yields will be like, waiting to see if some of the problems in other countries finally pushes export demand here. And so far, it hasn't.
Our weekly visits with Mike Krueger, grain market analyst, sponsored by Richland IFC. When it comes to milk, there's more of it and slightly lower prices. That's the forecast for 2024.
For dairy producers, 2024 is likely to show the same basic trends as every year, an increase in output with a decrease in milk prices, but maybe smaller price decreases next year than originally forecast, with 2024 milk output
up 2.9 billion pounds from 2023.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski says that would be about a 1% increase from this year. Now, you'd expect milk prices then to drop by 1% or so next year, but the decline may be less than that. USDA adding almost a dollar to the forecast, now at $20.30. Why the stronger forecast?
Cheese and butter are showing strong demand, relatively tight stocks supporting those prices. So relatively good dairy demand strength supporting product prices, which kind of by extension supports the class prices and the all milk price,
which would still be about 10 cents lower than this year's price, but a much better price than had been expected.
Jekanowski has more details on USDA's milk production forecast for 24.
We're currently forecasting 230 billion 400 million pounds of milk, up 2.9 billion pounds from 2023.
And with elementary and high school students back in school, college in session, and the NFL season, and the holiday season is approaching, all increasing demand for cheese. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there's some very good to excellent pasture and rangeland conditions.
14 states east of the Mississippi River with rangeland and pastures rated anywhere from 50 to 80% good to excellent. Near the top of that list, New York State at 71%, Pennsylvania at 70%, and then leading the southeastern states, we have a tie, 65% good to excellent in Tennessee and Florida. We do have a 5-state area of the western United States that includes Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, all ranging from 50 to 80% good to excellent.
Grass to make milk. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a weather break.